Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the midday show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, broadcasting from the Novogare Complex. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. You joined earlier on the show by Jeremiah Trotter Jr., by Jordan Mailata. You can go back, Odyssey Rewind app, listen to those interviews, or check out the podcasts of them. But interesting stuff from both those guys. Jordan Mailata, always interesting to talk to. And Jeremiah Trotter, I thought really interesting to talk to as well. A guy who could have a big role on this team this year, for sure.
Has the potential to make an impact, man.
Yeah.
You know, being in this defense, the second season in this defense, had learned a lot, played a lot of special teams. This could be a good year for him.
Yeah, it really, really seems like a good kid, too. So
yeah,
rooting for the best for Jeremiah Trotter Jr. for sure. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get to a few calls in a few minutes. We have you people coming up at 145.
You people. This should be interesting.
But we're doing our kind of pre-show call this morning. And Kyle brought up this call yesterday that you guys got to your show from a gentleman named Art. Now, I did not hear the call, but I saw some commotion about it on social media. We have this call ready, correct, Kyle?
Yeah, so first, I mean, the premise of the call in general, not just for you, but I think for anybody that lives around here or watched football last season, would be like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Have you ever heard of somebody since last season call in and say, I don't like this Vic Fangio guy in his defense?
What?
Have you ever heard that? Yeah.
No.
So, yeah,
I can't even imagine how that thought would, you know, creep into somebody's mind.
Yeah. So that's how it started. And then just the end of the call was really where I know this particular thing is kind of a bugaboo for you and you're always ranting about it. So I'll play this call. It's about 3 minutes because, I mean, the call went pretty long, but I'll play the second half of the call and I'll get your guys' reaction to how it ended.
Look, he's a great coach, no question about it, but I don't like the bend but don't break defense. That's all. Remember the game against the Rams? The guy dropped the ball in the end zone in the corner there. They should have won that game.
Well, they could have, but they didn't.
Then we got the sack after that.
Yeah.
Come on. Look.
Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Because they had no offensive line.
But how come nobody else does that? How come no one else does that to the Chiefs?
Plus, that was a revenge game.
What about the week before? What about the week before, Art, when they had three turnovers against the Commanders?
What is your biggest bet? What is your biggest bet on a game?
Biggest bet, money wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, who's betting?
What are we talking about now?
How much money I'm betting on games? Do you want to bet, Art? Is that what this is about?
I don't know, Art.
No, listen, I'm not going to talk about myself. I don't want to. I don't like that bend but don't break. I want to see a six-man line, a five-man line.
It's 2025.
A three-man line. I want to see diversity on that line. We could go with a 3-4. We could go with 4-3. We could put 5 and 6-man line. No, he stays the same thing. And what happens? We got to win on turnovers.
Did you see the game when they beat Burrow last year and Lamar? And Daniels twice?
Not only that, the first game of the season.
Listen, Baltimore stinks, okay?
Baltimore stinks.
Baltimore led the league in points scored.
They led the league.
Listen, hold on. Yeah, but the league don't mean nothing. Playoffs are what counts. What are they doing in the playoffs? Come on. They look like they're killing you for three quarters. Almost.
Right. So it wasn't impressive at all to go to Baltimore in December and hold them to like 10 points.
The last five minutes of the game. Too.
They were great offense.
They lost, didn't they? Did they lose?
So the Chiefs game doesn't count. The Ravens game didn't count. How about when they beat Burrow in Cincinnati? Didn't count?
Burrow don't have the players that the Eagles have.
Well, I know that.
We got two number one wide receivers.
What does Burrow have at receiver?
Yeah, we got two or three
good tight ends.
I just don't know how you watched last season and weren't impressed with the defense.
Wait a minute, who got good tight ends?
I don't know.
It was all right.
It was all right.
Live your truth.
It was the best defense we've ever seen here.
Live your truth.
Oh, get the hell out of here. No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Well, what was better?
Under Buddy Ryan.
And what did they do in the playoffs? You said the playoffs, all that matters. What did those teams do in the playoffs?
It's not our fault. The guy goes for third down and 39.
Right.
And Blitz is...
If you still think the Buddy Ryan era is more impressive than last year, you're living in the 80s.
I mean,
my goodness gracious, they dominated Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and you're more interested in beating up some crappy NFC team from 1989. You're nuts.
Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. We had other... Look, you couldn't get up the ball over the 50-yard line against us.
Yeah, how come they didn't win big games then?
Because Buddy Ryan was a buffoon.
Okay. I think we've reached our limit there.
I thought he was talking about how much he loved Buddy Ryan, and then he called him buffoon at the end of the call. What the hell was Art talking about?
Like most of our callers...
This guy's an idiot.
They go all over the place. That's not nice, Kelly.
I'm sorry.
It's not nice.
It worked me up.
That's not nice.
Kyle knew I'd get annoyed by that call. The guy had no clue what he was talking about.
But the best is like... And that's why I lay it out on the call, because I can see Joe getting upset.
I would have gotten upset, too. Joe was right to get upset. I will say your little comments were cracking me up.
Live your truth. Hey, Art, if you're listening, Art, live your truth. Call again.
Your truth is a lie, Art.
I mean, there's a lot that was probably stretched.
A lot that was blatantly just untrue. What was he talking about?
He was talking about a lot. But yeah, live your truth, Art.
Yeah, the Chiefs stink. The Ravens stink. And
Burrow doesn't have what we have.
People move you off your square, Art.
Burrow literally might be the only other guy in the league who has as good receivers as the Eagles do. Might be the only other guy.
He was all over.
This is what I was talking about with the dangers of you telling people to live their truth.
Live your truth.
That's a dangerous truth to live.
I mean, now.
No, it's not the truth. It might be his truth. It's not the truth.
Listen, what you choose to believe is on you.
You shouldn't be discouraging this behavior.
There was a lot there for us to digest that Art said. Now, a lot of it I did not agree with. But Art,
get the hell out of here.
Live your truth, Art. Live your truth.
Get the hell out of here.
If that's how you feel, Art, damn it, that's how you feel.
Get the hell out of here.
I would love to talk to Art. I'm not going to lie. Art, please call tomorrow.
Yeah, he probably offended.
Man.
It was passionate.
No clue what he's talking about. That was an absurd.
I appreciate the passion. Now it's one thing when you know. Yeah.
So what was his problem with the defense?
Who bend but don't break?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that's true.
Yep.
He wants more loaded up front.
Six man lines. Yep.
He wanted a six man line. That's kind of. I was like, huh?
Because the number one defense in the NFL just wasn't good enough for Art.
Mm-mm.
Just wasn't good enough.
It did give me like. I think this is going to be one of my new favorite drops, though.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
That is a great one. The cadence in which he says it is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
But Art has no idea what he's talking about. 215-592-9494, you want to get in. You people coming up in a few minutes here. But let's go back to the phones. Go to Julio in Wilmington. What's up, Julio?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
What up, man?
Hey, this is just a quick question. I just want to get your guys' opinion. I've been thinking about this ever since they released the release the top 10 QBs and everything. I'll preface the question by saying this. I think we can all agree that this league is a what have you done for me lately league, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Year-to-year league.
It blows my mind how, at least to me, it seems like, well, particular quarterbacks we emphasize what they've done in the regular season as of what they've done in the postseason. And I just think that I just want your opinion on the consistency that we might need to have when we're evaluating these quarterbacks, because there's so many quarterbacks that drop great stats on the regular season but are abysmal in the postseason. I'm sure you guys know this. So my question to you is, don't you think we should probably prioritize what quarterbacks are doing in the postseason as opposed to what they're doing in the regular season? It's like a James Harden thing. Like, everyone knows James Harden is going to be great in the regular season, but he's known for not showing up.
Let me tackle this, 2K. Listen, I feel like you should attack it the way that you feel supports the way that you feel.
Live your truth?
Yeah, live your truth, man. I mean, because listen. we are living, and I say this every day, we are living in an era where a lot of the stuff that we say is because we want to be right about our opinion, you know. And for me, being the era that I grew up in and the era that I played in, you know, the guy that wins the Super Bowl, he's the man that year, regardless of what the regular season was, whatever. Like, for example, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl in a year where the team basically told him, "No, we're not about to pay you. You got to prove it to us." Not only did he win the Super Bowl, he won Super Bowl MVP.
He played great that postseason.
Played great that postseason. And we've gotten to a point now where Jalen, for example, we want to pick his game apart so much that now it's said by some that you can't evaluate him because of the talent he has around him. And I've seen quarterbacks that have talent around them that can't do anything with it, you know? So there's two sides to this coin, but it just all depends on where you fall in that and what you choose to believe. I myself believe that Jalen's a top 10 quarterback. Now, where you want to put him, that's an argument. But what he's accomplished, Jalen has been in the playoffs every year that he's been in the league, and he's been to two Super Bowls in 5 years. Like, what other quarterback that has a like physically is more physically gifted than Jalen Hurts has that resume?
Yeah, there aren't a lot, and I think, and I appreciate the call, Julio. Thanks. And I think that's the thing.
That's how you have to look at it.
When you look at how you're evaluating it, like, I think the easy answer is they both matter. Like, yes, postseason matters a lot, and that's why, like, I personally have Jalen sixth on where I rank him.
Put it like this. I'm sorry, TK. I know you was about to cook.
No, you're good.
But put it like this. If I was I am from another planet, but if I came from my planet and came here and I didn't know anything about football and you showed me the resumes of three people, right? And when you talk about regular season stats as opposed to playoff stats and things of that nature, I'm going to probably lean towards the guy that in the playoffs, probably numbers are something, in some games are lackluster, but he figures out how to win games.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you insinuating that somebody to think that Jalen Hurts is better than Joe Burrow is from a different planet?
Or? I'm not insinuating anything.
Well, okay.
All I'm saying is this. When the games are on the line, like for whatever reason, we can even say it like this, Kyle. Jalen puts the hands in the guys that make things happen. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not him.
But here's the thing.
Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, sure. But like I guess like just the way you said it was coming from another planet, like we all watch football, right? So we have the ability to.
Everybody don't understand.
No, but like you would think that we can look at it a little bit more nuanced than somebody coming from another planet just looking at the resume and saying, this guy wins, this guy doesn't. Therefore, the guy that wins is better than the other guy. But as people who watch football, and I guess to your point, most of us, some of us understand it, don't you think that we would be able to think a little bit more deeper in how we evaluate one guy compared to another?
I don't think so because we've. Like, Kyle, like, again, not saying anybody's name, but we have a lot of people that have opinions on certain things that they tend to forget where they benefited from. You know, like okay, Cam Newton, since we're here, had a top 10 defense. And his physical attributes at the time he played allowed him to beast the opponents that he played against.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it's like I just find it – he's allowed to have his opinion. I'm always started with that, preface it with that. But Ron Rivera ran an offense that was conducive to your skill set, right? And they had success with that, so much success that they took them to the Super Bowl. And with all due respect, your limited skill set wasn't enough to get you – the championship. Jalen has, like, when you look at Jalen, man, and we say this as a negative, but I don't think it is. Jalen does what's needed to get the W. He might, you know what I mean? And for whatever reason, for him, that's looked at as a negative.
But this is the thing. I don't, like, personally, I don't view it that way. I just think the context of it matters. Like, I feel like we can watch and we can say Jalen is – he wins a lot of games, and that that's something that he should be lauded for. And his postseason performance, specifically in the championship game and the Super Bowl, is something that he should be lauded for. But like, I still look at the entirety of the season, and I don't know. I look at Joe Burrow, I look at Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. I think those guys are better players. That doesn't mean I think Jalen's bad. Like, I think Jalen's like the sixth best quarterback in the league, which I think is pretty good. I just don't base it all on postseason success. Goes into it, but that's not all of it.
I don't think that anybody. I think we all have our opinions. Like, and I always say you're entitled to that. But I feel like we're in an era where, especially when it comes to this team, because Howie has done such a great job of amassing so much talent that we have to evaluate the quarterback differently. Because, number one, Jalen's a leader. I mean, I don't think that can be disputed by anybody. Now, is Jalen as talented as the other guys that we talk about? Nah, he's not.
Yeah.
But, you know, there, it is what it is.
Yeah. No. But now it is time, before the end of the show here, got to check in with you people.
Damn, do it. Have
you people.
Yeah.
It's time to hear from you people.
Don't worry, you're off the hook today.
Were they killing Tom?
For the most part.
Yeah. No, they're back. You people are back.
I like when you come,
not
Tom.
Not looking forward to this.
Heat off of me.
Real quick, sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepick.nj.gov. Real quick, new Hugh Douglas gem just dropped.
Pretty clutch. He's pretty pretty clutch.
It was a disaster.
Hot fire. I spit hot fire.
I knew Tom Kelly was a shrimp, but sitting next to my Lotta really makes Hugh look like one, too.
Yeah, Jordan, the big dude. Man.
He is huge, man.
So I haven't really been able to see because I'm back here, but Hugh is apparently looking extra gray today. Have you noticed that, TK?
I'm looking extra gray.
Yeah. I haven't noticed. I mean, I feel like Hugh always looks kind of gray with the beard.
I mean,
wow.
I guess because of the, gray shirt. The gray shirt, I guess.
All right. Well, that's good because we're about to get to TK in just a second.
He said that was it for me.
See, he was softening it up. Yeah.
Tom Kelly is so short that it looks like his legs are still buffering.
That's terrible.
I didn't pick this one up until I looked it up, but TK kind of looks like Patton Oswalt. I can see that, actually.
Patton Oswalt.
So now I'm a mix of Patton Oswalt and Jolly?
Yeah, we'll get to that
Jolly?
One later, too.
Oh, no.
TK looks like a 45-year-old kindergartner.
Oh, wow.
38.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You do kind of look like Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. You look like you should be starring in car dealership commercials.
I'll take that. That's one of the more positive ones, I think.
You look like the guy you call to come fix your sewage leak in your basement.
Okay.
And Tom Kelly looks like he sweeps the popcorn off the floor in the movie theaters.
I don't know about that one, maybe.
And we got a lot of Jolly comps last week. Lil Jolly, Baby Jolly. But this one I haven't heard, and this one might be the toughest one of them all. A poor man's Paul Jolovitz.
A poor man's? Paul. What does that mean?
That is cold.
Man.
Yeah, it's cold.
Well, we'll see if people can get him with tomorrow for you people. Please let me know all the jobs that I look like I would do.
Yeah, the jobs are awesome.
Yeah, Hugh, it really does get you off the hook when I'm in. The you
it
people,
does,
just, they do
usually,
just come
they
for
usually
me.
Kill me, but since you're here, it changes.
That picture, not very flattering for me next to you and Jordan Mylotta.
Yeah,
I have no chance.
Jordan's a big dude, man. Yeah. Jordan is a big dude.
Yeah, he is. He's absolutely huge. But a fun show today. Check out our interviews with Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Jordan Mylotta from earlier on in the show. Be back in tomorrow filling in for Joe. Be in studio tomorrow. And make sure you're staying tuned. The afternoon show, they are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.